Hello everyone and welcome to the Epic Florida Project 19. I know I forgot the name of it because it's been that long. Sorry guys, I've been a bit busy. Bill's been a bit busy. So things have just, our schedules haven't mixed. So we're coming to you now with as much information as we can, as quickly as we can, so we can keep you informed. So like always, I can't do this alone. You've heard me say his name before. He's on the screen to my left. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Woo!
Yeah. He went see-through.
Yeah, he went see-through that time.
Welcome to the Epic Florida Podcast.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's not the Epic Florida Podcast anymore, mate. It's the Epic Florida Project.
Yeah, guys, it's Halloween season. As we speak, Halloween Horror Nights has officially started. As you probably already realise, and know, we are not going to be there because a certain somebody hasn't opened up the borders. But to be fair, with the way things are, it's a small blessing in disguise, to be fair. So it would be nice to be there, but unfortunately we can't. So we're doing something different. Yeah. Phil's got his shirt on from last year. I've got the shirt that I bought last year for the event. Or 2 years ago, sorry. Not 1 year, 2 years. Getting confused. But yeah, like we said there, guys, Halloween Horror Nights has officially started last night. Early reviews are, people saying it's pretty good. The only one thing I've seen the Jacked Up Experience at Cabana Bay, which we believe is now definitely for all resort guests from 2 till 10. On event nights.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of them. It's not as good as the Stranger Things one. It's good, well, but it's not up to Stranger Things.
Well,
and the bar's rubbish. Jack,
if you're into Jack and you want to be in his blender, you can get your photo taken inside Jack's blender. But the Halloween Horror Nights has officially started. Last night, and I believe tonight, this is dating it, Saturday, it is sold out. Because they are doing limited capacity for the first weekend, I believe. So if you've got a multi-night ticket, yes, you still can get in because you are counted as part of that capacity. So don't worry. If an event does sell out and you've got a dated ticket or you've got a multi-night ticket, you are fine.
Are hotel guests counted as well? If they've got a ticket for it?
If they've got a ticket for Halloween Horror Nights or... a dated ticket or a multi-night ticket, they'll be counted, but right, not hotel guests.
I would like to say I watched some of it last night. I was up to about 3 a.m, so there was quite a few lives on Facebook. I think it was Orlando Informer. It was one of them groups anyway.
Yeah,
and they were walking around. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm glad, kind of glad I'm not there. They were saying on the video, people social distancing, it really didn't like it. Loads of people, no mask on. And I just thought to myself, well, I know the numbers are flatlining right now in Florida. What's good news? But we also know because this event, it's probably going to go back up, especially with this, is it Labor Day weekend this weekend as well for America? So a lot of celebrations going on.
I'm not too sure on the date.
I'm sure Donna said she's got a 3-day weekend. So I imagine, I think beginning of September is Labor Day. So,
yeah. So shout out to Donna. She's currently on a flight to LA because she lives over in Washington. And she's going to Six Flags, another theme park.
Lucky lady.
I know. I'd love to go to Great Adventure, but a bit out of our reach at the moment. But have fun if you're watching this on your flight or on your way back. Hope you had fun. Don't throw up on the roller coasters.
And Donna, just remember what I said in a group chat. You look like you could be recast for the new season if it was ever made of the Golden Girls. With Andrew.
Yeah. Oh, don't start that one.
But we need a CDM. Private joke. Yeah, if you want to know where that is, go and check out Ram Football.
Yeah, it's on the channel. It's in its own little playlist. Yeah, so... it's going ahead. It's working pretty well. It's like Phil knows more about it than me. So
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's down to you're more of a bigger fan of me, so I think it's hurting you more.
And well, no, I've just been far too busy at work. Well, would you like to know
what I've seen so far? I've seen inside most of the houses, attractions, magazines, show a lot. They didn't show you through the whole thing. They clipped it up a bit. What I think is good, because if people who want to go to the event and weren't sure about it can have a quick look and see what's going on, gives them an idea. Not everyone is behind plexiglass. So whatever they're calling the screens this time around. They do have masks on. When I see Chance and that in mask, it takes me out of it. The bits with the plexiglass takes me out of it. Some of the houses I thought would bore me. I think Texas Chainsaw looks amazing. Puppet Theatre looks amazing. We knew Brides was. House on Haunted Hills really upset me that I don't actually get to see it. They all look pretty strong houses, to tell you the truth. But as I said, it's really hard to give a fair comparison on it because I'm not physically, I'm just looking at a screen, and it's not the same as getting the 360 views, the sounds, the smells that they're all getting out there. So I will not be rating the houses this year.
No, we really can't do that with us not being there, not actually having a chance.
Also, there's a dance show.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
It's rubbish. I hate dance shows. So, people, if you love a dance show, people, you're going to enjoy it, especially if you like people with hardly any clothes on. It seems to me that just seems what the idea is behind
it. Fire, very little clothes, leather, chainsaws, and grinders.
So, pretty much like, what was it that, what was that director bloke did Hillbilly Deluxe? He's Scare Zone,
Rob Zombie.
Yeah, Rob Zombies. It's a bit like that, but it's a show this time. If you like the dance stuff, though, you're going to love this. And it's a good rest for you. For me, it was something I would literally skip, though. It's nothing against it. I'm just not into dance shows.
So if you are watching this or you're listening to it, comment down below with what you think of the event up to now. And if you're watching this after the event's finished, let us know what you thought of the event. Moving on from Universal, I don't think that's it for Unit. Yeah, we'll move over to the mouse and the biggest two things, really. Disney Genie replacing FastPass Plus, or the system on FastPass Plus. There's a lot of podcasts out there. Go and find them. We're not going to bore you to death with all the crap about it. It's simple. The system's changed. You now have to pay for it, which was free. There is a free version. So you still get some of it free, but not all of it. And if you want to experience the full thing of FastPass, which is now called Lightning Lanes, you have to pay for it. That's the plain and simple.
Can I interject, though? We've had this chat, because me and Simon chat quite a lot because of our jobs. We both get quite bored easily, so we're on the phone while we're working. I honestly think...
If anyone from work's working, no, I'm not. Honestly.
He's working. He's not stopping. He is working. He's not like me. I don't care if anybody from my work's watching. But plain and simple, me and Simon have had this chat. I've said it, and I think Simon may agree that I think for UK guessing out with a 14-day pass, something's going to be brought in with this Genie pass. I think they'll get rid of memory makers for us for the photos. I know some people enjoy that. But if you want some of these rides, you're not going to get the super rides like Star Wars and that for free. But if there's a version of the Genie that you can have Genie Plus, for example, what's usually costs money, and you can get it for free with your 14-day pass, I'll take that all day.
Yeah. So that's what we think. Whether it's going to happen, we don't know.
Disney, take my idea.
Well, yeah, if they want to do, you can pay us. Sponsor the show. That'd be good.
Anybody sponsor, press passes. Please.
Press passes.
Yes.
No? Okay.
Press pass? Yes. Press pass. Disney won't give me a press pass. Universal, though. Come on.
Halloween Horror Nights 31. We're coming. Come.
Hopefully.
No, we will. Some one way or another, I'm getting there for next year.
We're going to have the Samsung Delta Plus 32 by then.
Well, we'll get into the details because we could be here all week. But we'll move on to another part of Disney. Annual passes are now available. And I'll just quickly run through the names of them. The cheapest one is Disney Pixie Dust Pass, which is $399 plus tax. That is for Florida residents only. If you want all the details, there will be a picture of the annual pass summary on the screen in front of you. Then you've got the Disney Pirate Pass, which is $699 plus tax, Florida residents only. And Disney Sorcerer Pass, which is $899 $50 plus tax, which is for Florida residents and Disney Vacation Club members only. Don't forget that. And then the only pass that anyone can buy outside of Florida or Disney Vacation Club is the Disney Incredipass, and that is $1,299 plus tax.
You're morons, Disney.
Well, it's what Disney decided to do. I'm not going to go into whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. You can all make your own judgments up on it. There's been a picture on the screen with all the information of what each one is. It's priced out the annual pass for foreign travellers, i.e. us, the UK guests, because a lot of UK guests did get it because they used to go two or three times a year. And I think it was round about $840, something like that. So it worked out to be beneficial. At $1,300, just short of £1,000, £1,000. That's a lot of money if you don't go five times a year.
I'm not going to get into it because I've tried to stop swearing on this show and I will swear. But Bob Paycheck, I hate you.
Well, that's what Disney is these days, and there's nothing we can do about it. So is there anything else from the mouse for you?
Yeah, I've got, I can go through very quickly. I'm going to read them out. All the rides and attractions participating in the early theme park entry. So people, if you do get out there or you're living out there, you want to know what you can get in early. Early morning hours allow Walt Disney Resort guests additional 30 minutes. Early entry to all four major Walt Disney theme parks. We know which rides and attractions will be operating. Magic Kingdom, for example, it's a small world, Astral Orbiter, Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin, Dumbo, the Flying Elephant, President of the United States comes to mind, Mad Tea Party, Mickey's Philly Magic, Peter Pan's Flight, Prince Charming, Regal Carousel, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Space Mountain, the Barnstormer, the many adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Tomorrowland Speedway, it's literally every ride, it seems, Tomorrowland Transit, Under the Sea Journey, Little Mermaid, and Walt Disney's Carousel Progress. It gets shorter for the other parks, thank God.
Yeah, well, I'll amplify on the Magic Kingdom. The thing is with Magic Kingdom, there's no, what they would say, e-ticket attractions except for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. So, and Big Thunder Mountain, they're the only two real big-ticket things, and I can understand why most of the rides are open for early
until 2047 when Tron opens.
2047, I was thinking 2136.
Yeah, slow as ever. Anyway, so Epcot, Beauty and the Beast sing along. Why the hell would you want to go and watch that first thing in the hall? Bloody hell, I want to go back.
Is it if you want to get a quick nap before you start?
I can beat it. Frozen Ever After. If you want to be sick, try and do Mission Space first thing in the morning, give yourself a headache. That really needs to go.
No, orange team. Team orange.
Soaring Around the World. Yeah, lucky if it even works. Spaceship Earth, lucky if it ever works. Test Track, lucky if it works or the queue ain't 6 hours long. The Seasonal Nemo and Friends, why would you? I'm sorry, Disney fans, you must hate me. Disney Hollywood Studios, Alien Swirling Saucers, really? Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, finally something worth trying. Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, it's worth an early admission to. Rocking Roller Coaster, yes, good ride. Slinky Dog Dash, that's good. Star Tours, the adventure continues. Meh, not really busy anymore. The Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, yes. And I need to watch the movie. What I keep on hearing on another podcast is on YouTube. So, yes.
Someone's put it on, yeah. So.
Yeah, Toy Story Mania as well. So there's quite a few good choices actually in Disney Hollywood Studios. Then Animal Kingdom, you've got the Avatar Flight Passage, Dinosaur. I actually quite like Dinosaur. Exhibition Everest, Legend of Forbidden. I do like that ride. I don't think it's as scary as people make it out to be, though. Forbidden Mountain, obviously, I meant to say. It's Tough to Be a Bug. That's quite a cool place to chill and get asleep. Inside, aircon.
until you get poked in the back.
Where have you been going? Tavi River Journey and Triceratops Spin. So, yeah, that's pretty much just the rides, and that's pretty much all the news I've really got.
Yeah, so
there's one more thing. International Drive, though. Gordon Ramsay's Fish and Chop Shop is officially open. Apparently, it's getting good reviews.
Well, no, I was just moving over to International Drive. You just let me finish the segment.
This wouldn't be a normal show if I didn't get ahead of you.
I was going to swear then, but like I said, we're trying to keep it clean. We'll move over from the mouse over to iDrive. Like Phil just elaborated on, Gordon Ramsay's what is it? Traditional fish and chips, he said he's called it, which I think the traditional or they don't authentic.
They look flasher than what I would call fish and chips.
Well, put it this way, the fish goujons, so they're not fish, because the big, like, when you get a fish in England, it's massive. It's just one big piece of fish with batter on it. It's not these little tiny thin things you can pick up and eat. No. And the chips look anemic. I'm going to give a shout out to Theme Park Bazza, because he went there and did a little review on it. I watched his and he agrees. He's a British person as well, so he does know it is not authentic British.
I was about to say, with a name like Bazza, he's definitely English.
Yeah. So it's open at Icon Park. Get yourself over there and try it if you want. It is expensive. Believe me, it is very expensive. I think it came to fish and chips and a drink was $17.49 or something like that.
Isn't to me $17. Just put it as a theme park price, I would say. Yeah, just a quick thing though, people. Cheap plug Phil. If you go over to Epic Phil right now, my latest video is out, and I'm not doing Epic Phil Hotel Help. I'm doing Epic Phil Attraction Help, and it is actually Icon Park YouTube video. Free reviews from TripAdvisor. One awesome, one average, one bad. And that's it, people. That's the cheap plug over. Epic Phil.
Link will be in the show notes if you want to watch it. But, Icon Park, the slingshot, which we promised, and we're still going to do it. We get to 1,000 subscribers, we will jump on that slingshot. Yeah, we're at 55, which the last one we asked to get to 50, and you got us over 50, you got us to 55. So if I ask you again, can you get us to 60 by the next show?
How about 180? I want to be greedy.
But the slingshot has started to go vertical again. They've built a little bit of a building around the stanchions, and it is starting to be built. They've actually started to build the stanchions.
Pick it blue pill.
Yeah. It's looking blue pill. Seriously, you are testing me today.
This is why he's really been away.
Yeah, I've been taking a break. I've been locked up for 3 weeks because Phil's done me in.
I don't want to be over serious, mate.
Nah, no, we always have a laugh and a joke. But like I said, we're trying to keep it clean.
I don't want to be a YouTube podcast show which just slags everything down and is always moody for it. Yeah. Even if things are bad, quite frankly, I'd still go and do it, because what we're living through right now, I'd be happy to get back and do anything.
Yeah. So, like we said, that's what's happening around Icon Park at the moment. Excuse me. Sorry about that. SeaWorld and Busch Gardens, I'm going to say thank you. And also, you are seriously done my head in. We have finally got opening dates or opening months for Gwazi and Icebreaker. We have been given April 2022 for Gwazi and March 2022 for Icebreaker.
Kind of happy with that. That means we can get it.
Yeah. So the rumours, I believe, with Gwazi were true. They did have Rocky Mountain Construction down to tweak some of the track and put more supports in it, because it was a bit too jerky or something on that corner. So that has now been rectified. Sorry?
Jerky is not a good word to use for America. Jerk.
Well, no, jerky is beef, isn't it?
Jerky. It wasn't jerking all over the place, like jerking off the track.
Yeah. Well, it was wobbling a lot. if you want to know about a really bad roller coaster that makes you, kills you, hurts your back, Grand National, Blackpool Pleasure Beach. Bone shattering, awfully bad at the moment. But
and one of these days, Simon will do his own YouTube vlogs of it.
Yeah. There's one out there anyway. But yeah, we've got opening dates for them, along with SeaWorld and Busch Gardens. Howl Scream Orlando and Howl Scream Tampa Bay are kicking off this weekend, next weekend coming. So after this video's come out.
They were never going to take on Halloween Horror Nights, let's be truthful.
You know, but it's the first event trying it at Orlando at SeaWorld. Hopefully it does well, and they bring it back next year. And up to now, what I've noticed is they're going a lot more towards the festival side of it as well. So there's a lot of food booths, there's a lot of craft beer booths. So there's a lot of stuff coming at
SeaWorld. SeaWorld, Disney, Universal, Busch Gardens. if you all give me and Simon press passes for October, we can come out and do them all because we're coming out to work. What means we'll be allowed on the plane. We're double vaxxed. Come on, think about it. Well, have some Brits actually telling you what they think.
Well, it's a long shot. Good try.
Like they're watching.
Yeah. So that's really it for me. That was just a thing that I could remember off the top of my head.
That's basically telling people. That's telling people we're still here. We haven't gone away. We had a little break, but we are back.
Yeah, like I said, it was a bit tough to take that we're not going to get to Halloween Horror Nights, but I'm over it now. We've just got to crack on with what we can do.
I've heard 31's going to be better anyway.
Well, it will be because the Brits are back. Yeah. And I'm wearing a red coat.
I told you.
I'm looking at all of you Americans. I'm going to walk in with a big red coat on and say the Brits are coming. Probably I'll be on strike for that.
No, nothing naughty's coming out of my mouth.
See, I tried to tease you out of it. Yeah. But if you have enjoyed watching this, please do us a massive favour. Hit that subscribe button. Hit the thumbs up button. Hit a comment down below. Let us know what you think of Halloween Horror Nights or what's going on in the Florida area. If you have any news of what's coming up in the future in the theme park world or around the Florida area, give us a shout and we'll put it in the next show.
Actually, can you do one more thing, people? Can you send us a tweet out? We TEF Project on Twitter.
I think so.
Well, I'm just going to guess it while Simon's looking. But why I'm taking it while Simon's quickly checking, I've had an idea. People out there, why don't you tag us in Orlando photos at all the Halloween events, SeaWorlds, whatever ones you go to, if you watch or listen to this show. So we know people out there are watching and listening to us. We just want to build our community up. That's all we want to do. We don't do much on Twitter right now because we feel like we haven't got a massive community. So if the community grows, we grow with it.
Yeah, TEF Project, we're currently at 48 followers. Do us a favour, let's try and get that up to 100. Twitter's a lot easier to get followers.
You get us to 100 and we will try and start doing community posts every day, at least one every day of the week between us, so we're both not just doing it. We'll try and be more community-based and get you all involved with us.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. So, like I said, thank you again, and we will see you very soon.
Next. As Simon will say on another show, because it's Halloween, Simon, say it.
Stay spooky.
See you all. Hello, my
I've pepper. No magic fingers anymore.
And through it all, she offers me protection.
There's an outtake.